Welcome to Last Week on Keith and the Girl. I'm your host, Rod, joined as always by my co-host,
Karen.
And we are ready to do some recapping of the last week of events on Keith and the Girl. And I tell you, there are so damn many events, okay? These are some hardworking podcasters. And with no further ado, I mean, we all love a do, but no further than that. Let's introduce Keith and Hemda. What's going on, y'all?
I did to you.
Hello. Hey, glad y'all could make it.
Thanks for having us.
Listen, what a loaded week you had. Mm-hmm. You had your regular shows. Yep. You had, of course, last week with Bianca. You had Diamond Dogs, mm-hmm. Q&A, mm-hmm. and Silent Trailers. Mm-hmm. And you did all that on food poisoning.
Thank you.
We'll talk about that.
That's just a banner week, okay? You love to see it. How are you feeling, by the way, Keith?
A lot better. I had cramps today, but so much better.
Wow. That sucks that you got down to cramps. And you're like, yeah. Thank like, God. Not bad. And Hemda, how did you do?
I also have cramps, but not from a shrimp arm.
I just have them every month for several days, but you know, Keith's not a baby or anything. Oh man. Well, I'm glad to be here again. Glad to see y'all.
By the way, for those who are keeping time with my cycle, I just lied. So you are still correct on your assessment. Everything's cool. Keep it going.
Well, when the billionaires buy the app that tracks everyone's cycles and sells it to whoever, Russia, well, we'll all know each other's cycles, you know?
I look at those things and I'm like, no, thank you. No. I'll be like, why do you need to know this information?
Yeah, it's like your vagina, not my business, unless I'm the Supreme Court. Then it's everybody's business.
Sure. How about the coupons though for chocolate at the right time? Wouldn't that be nice?
Has anyone made that?
They have.
Monthly vagina box? Like the
Oh, that's funny.
Like, why isn't there a subscription for like Period Box or something?
Oh, I would love that.
There probably is. That's such a good idea.
That has to exist, right?
They actually tried chocolates and shit. Yeah, they tried it, and it's a random box. And so, of course, you know, the woman's in a mood and hates 9/10 of it and just throws shit through the windows and the TV. It's not worth guessing what a woman wants.
I think for it to work, it needs to show up a little early.
Yes.
So it's almost like a heads up, you know, like, wait, why am I getting chocolates and a DVD and tea? What is this about?
I think they have to time it just right because it's like, why is this box? Oh, wow. I do want chocolate. Right? Thank you. That is oddly correctly timed. That's like what happened between me and Xerxes. Basically, he's like, yeah, you always want Thai food when you're PMSing. I'm like, that's not a thing. I just happen to want Thai food here and again. And then the next time I ordered Thai food, I was like, holy shit, I think you're right. And he's like, yep. And then I order Burger King and we both move on with our days. So, and I think that I want Thai food because I'm craving sweets and Thai food has a lot of honey in it and sugar. Sweet. So
salty. Some people desire salty stuff too.
I'm sure that like, a week or two before or after, whatever. I'm sure there's a salty week, a sweet mm-hmm. week, and like an angry week. There's all weeks.
Yeah. What if like it gets there and it's just like your DVD collection of your favorite show?
Oh, yes. You know? Like trigger crying. Yes. The other day I was like, I'm forgetting all of the movies that make me cry and I need to cry and I'm going to cry about that. Perfect. Thank you. But I definitely need to cry sometimes.
Yeah.
I think that would be a really good idea. And the thing is, with him to talk about angry, I don't really get angry. And I remember one time, I don't know if now this would be considered a harassment, but I was at my job and one of the dudes, he asked me, he said, Karen, do you have a period? And I was like, yes. I was like, why do you ask this question? He was like, because you're never mad. I was like, it's not that. It's just the fact that I've learned how to smile through it, if that makes sense. Like most women do. You learn how to put on a happy face kind of regardless of
then
how you
you're
feel.
You're a better actor than me because I am. It so sucks because there really is mm-hmm. an irritation My patience lower, so I have to like jack them up higher to just be normal. I remember doing kids' parties. I loved kids. They never got on my nerves. And then every once in a while, I'm like, why is this kid grating my nerves? I'm normally not It's like, okay. And yeah, you do have to smile from through it because you can't put your agitation on other people all the time. But man, your whole body, it's not just the stomach that gets bloated. My whole body gets bloated. Then a week later, I'm like, did I lose weight? No, I'm not bloated anymore. For a week. And sometimes crying feels like pooping. You ever find that? It's like, okay, I knew it was in there.
Make your way on through.
Let's just get much it out. Better now.
Yes.
I'm picturing this box and who had they have to have meetings on what they're going to put in it. So you assume it's a group of all men. And so they deliberately have a woman come in like, well, we have to ask her if she's cool with it and be like, do you, I don't know, just I'd ask anybody, enjoy darker chocolates? We all like chocolates. Okay, just ask.
All right, yeah, no problem.
There might have to be a survey.
Right.
I picture it, the app gives you, what kind of sweet things do you want?
Yeah,
what
dark kind of chocolate.
Salty things.
Yeah. Yes. White chocolate.
Exactly. And you pick your things and then they, and then send your timing over to them and then they go accordingly. Ooh.
Oh, ooh, candles, you know who, a little candle would be good too.
You know who picks up? Well, you maybe let's say we fuck up your candle and you call 1-800 we fucked up. A guy picks up and goes, hello, and you go, forget it, you wouldn't get it. Click. So we never have to lose money or replace items.
Well, yeah, customer service is gonna have a hard job. Mm-hmm. Like that is because when you fuck up, it's gonna be during someone's period. So
now I just wanna say we all fucked up on the gender talk on this because you know that dudes have their periods too now. We know that.
Oh yeah, go back and check the tape. I just said vagina havers. I'm deep.
Want you to know that I don't think the box people are gonna care.
Yeah, I think the box people are gonna be
I don't really work for them when I was saying that stuff.
Also, we made this concept up. So anyway,
but it's actually $1 million idea on the low for real, though.
It really is. It probably exists.
That got a box for everything else.
But it's gonna be like Alcoholics Anonymous. The first step is you're gonna have to admit that this happens to you.
Yeah. Oh my god. Oh my god. People who gift a box to someone.
Do not do that. There should be a warning on the site. Do
the
not
murder
do
rate
that.
Is going to increase in America so fast.
Well, this company folded in about 4 weeks.
Yeah.
If this is not for you, do not suggest or share this link.
And imagine if you get more than one box, because, you know, a person might get multiple boxes.
Right.
Oh, God, that's for how many one people person. Think you're annoying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You'd have to pick like heavy flow, middle, like
light flow.
That's true. Yeah.
Like you
don't need. Because you can get your pads or tampons through this box also.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's part of it. Mm-hmm. Like right now you need, you know, the light ones because I have to have two different kinds. So this week you're using this one and, you know, and then
we're not even going to go into the complication of wings and no wings. And that light's a whole different thing in itself.
Mm-hmm. That's in your options. Dark chocolate, white chocolate, wings, no wings, tampons, this kind. It's all in there.
Okay. Listen,
right.
This is what I love about
there's no show today. We have to have a meeting.
Yeah, we got to go.
But here's the thing, too. To give a gift, the guy's only going to think about it for the woman as it happens. They can't think ahead of time, right? They weren't built that way. So how, as it happens, you go, what's your size?
As he's being cursed out, is that what's happening in your mind?
Like, yeah, because they're not going to think about it after. Yeah, I got to fix this problem next month. Let me just know.
Get to know your partner. Look through the cabinets in the bathroom. It's okay to find out if they use a tampon or a pad. Read it. It's like if you want to buy lingerie, don't you have to check their drawers to check what size they
are? Some people don't. And next thing you know, it's too big or too small.
Mm-hmm. Hi, it's all coming off shortly anyway.
Is this 1-800-FIX-THE-BOX? I want to talk about, here's all the information on my woman and Lexapro. Is that important to know? No? Okay. Well, thank you for your time.
Oh my
God. There should be a helpline for people that call in. Be like, look, this is the line for if you don't know what to do. And this is the line if you know how to properly order.
There should also be underwear in the box, speaking of underwear.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it should be.
Underwear that you toss out right the fuck after.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the spare, like, dollar store underwear.
Yes.
Period panties. Oh, yeah. You know what? I am so jealous of period panties, because I was like, why couldn't this have been around a long time ago? And you know what? There should be options. You know, there should be the cup, everything. If you're going to do it, let's go all out. Samples.
Mm-hmm. I like how detailed this got. This is great. This is good. This is good brainstorming, guys.
With women, you have to be really detailed. You know, men, it'd be half ass. Half the stuff wouldn't even be there.
I think we did it, y'all. We got to the bottom of this joke. And let's move into last week. This episode is sponsored, of course, as all last weeks are sponsored. Mm-hmm. This episode is sponsored by Rod, these shoes. Rod, comma, these shoes is the most sustainable shoes on the planet. They use nothing but 100% biodegradable materials to make their shoes.
Okay.
Materials such as banana peels, apple cores, and melon rinds. You won't believe the crunch once they're on your feet.
Oh, no.
Each pair is organically glued together out of leftovers from my own trash. These shoes will have you saying, oh, my God, what the fuck? Act now. And with this code last week, I'll throw in some used paper towels as well to go with your used fruit. Rod, these shoes will have you calling me and saying, Rod, these shoes. Let's go to our first episode. Episode 3000.
You have the best sponsors.
I just wish we could get like a customer, but you know, next week. Well,
next week. We'll keep trying.
This is the one, everybody. Keep your fingers crossed.
We keep pitching them.
Episode 3536. Karen, I need you to say the title. I just realized that. So I'm going to put it in the chat because there's a guest on this one.
I know, right?
Karen, what is the title?
From Chocolate to Morphine with Marty DeRosa.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yay.
I like how you even got the question mark accent on the A. A lot of people don't know that part of the name. Was he an asshole?
Kenda.
No, I don't remember that he was an asshole. No.
Oh, man. He had a lot of death in his family. He was up there with Clark Jones.
Yeah. Yeah, and I picture him only listening to Clark Jones' episode and being like, we're going to talk about death. Okay, here we go. Here's my death stories.
y'all got to have them all at the same time now
and
have a contest.
Yeah.
Which one going to outdo each other?
Yeah, who had it worse? Yeah.
Also, I feel like he gave Keith a great gift, which is the gift of bad grammar, because he wrote loves wrestling with a question mark by accident in his, I guess, bio he sent you. And as much as you hate bad grammar, I feel like it was almost like a little treat.
Yes, it was a fun surprise. I wasn't trying to call him out necessarily when I read it slow. But I can't help thinking in the back of my head, is it right, though? Okay, let's say that's two people's names and they're a team. But no, that's not the way you're saying it. You're not using their last name. You're not using a team name. One more time. Marty and Sarah loves wrestling. Okay, so that's it. And what do you have to say?
Yeah, I always know that it's coming from a place where you're actually trying to help the person out, because if they have made it this long and no one's told them, it's like now you're another link in the chain of people that saw it and went, eh, fuck it. So that was nice of you. We saw Doctor Strange too.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it. I thought it was great.
I did too. I had a ball. A lot of this, in my opinion, boiled down to if you like the director or not. Because
Sam Raimi.
Yes, Sam Raimi. Because Sam Raimi makes like certain types of movies, and it's more of horror and all that stuff. And I know for some people that's just not their thing.
Yeah, it was a horror movie.
I understand that Keith is not a fan, and I would like to step away, and I'll come back to whoever's going to host the rest of Keith.
Okay, no problem.
Goodbye.
All right, see you in a second. It was a horror movie, and like I never thought they'd get to this point in Marvel where like they hire a director, and then the director gets to do like what they want to do a lot. You know, like up until this point, I always kind of felt like they were like, all right, buddy, calm down. We have to make 7 more movies
after
this.
It's a machine. You're not going to fuck up the flow.
Yeah, you're doing a little too much, but there's like a scene in there I won't spoil, but well, I guess Keith already spoiled it on the main show.
The Illuminati.
But dog, that was when it turned into a horror movie for me, because I was like, oh, it's horror movie rules. You know, nobody fuck. Nobody, you know, run towards danger. But it was like all horror movie rules after that. And I was legit scared for everybody. So anyway, I loved it.
The way what happens to that dude from Fantastic Four, I was like, oh, God, that's sick.
Yeah. Yes. When that one dude's head caved in, when she like made his mouth disappear and his fucking head exploded and then it caves in and then he dies.
Let's talk about that, because you guys know more about this than me. And I was a fan. It just could have been shorter. It wasn't as good as their best, is what I said.
Yeah, I
understand that. Yes. Yeah.
They've made 25 movies.
But who the fuck is Tuning Fork?
Oh, Black Bolt.
Black Bolt. I've never heard of them.
They had a horrible TV show
that
came on that was like before.
It was called The Inhumans.
Yes. And it was before Kevin Feige took over. And the other dude before him was a horrible person.
Ike Perlmutter or something like that.
He didn't want to do the diversity. Like, he was like, no to Black Panther, no to the women, to all the diversity.
You can pick that? How does anybody even know it? You just go, the white ones attract me more. You go, no to this.
So that was the one he picked, and they made a TV show out of it. But as he was losing power in Disney, Kevin Feige was coming to power and was like, oh, no, we're doing Black Panther. We're doing fucking all the cool shit. And so they basically took his TV show and just separated it from,
out of the universe.
They just separated it from everything. Like, everything else in Marvel is all connected to each other. This shit was like, yeah, they doing something over there. They don't got nothing to do with us. Mm-mm. And so the show sucked. It tanked. It had no support. And so the guy who plays Black Bolt, that was the real same actor from the TV show.
Yes.
And they just brought him back to kill him. And all of, it just made me smile so hard, because fuck that show and fuck that dude.
Yes, it was a terrible show.
I want to tell him to this guy's superpower. So he's a tuning fork on his head. That's why I call him Tuning Fork. And somehow that helps him with his powers. When he talks, if he's focused on you, he will kill you immediately.
Oh, so he's a tuning fork.
Yes.
Sounds good.
She's like, I get it. Like, and they have that one scene in there just to show you like how his voice works or whatever, where he's like, I'm sorry. Yeah. And it kills that dude. And so you're all like, oh, he's so powerful. And they're like, if this guy says one word, you're fucking dead. He says like one word out of his mouth. And she's like, what mouth? And that motherfucker didn't have no mouth. She made him not have a mouth. And then he said, oh, he was so shocked. And his fucking head exploded, then caved in, and then he died. Then she unraveled fucking the fucking stretchy dude and popped his fucking melon in front of every. Oh,
it was so much.
It was so good.
Yes, and
the people in the audience clapped.
Things? Yes, yes,
because the people in the audience clapped when those people came on screen.
Yes,
so like 6 minutes later, we're about to watch these people die. But
we don't know that it had
fulfilled every nerd fantasy in that room.
They were
like
cheering.
The guy from the office.
They were standing up clapping, man.
The guy from the office is the guy from Fantastic Four. Oh my God. Oh, it's Professor X. It's fucking the old guy from the other movies. Everyone was so fucking excited. And I was like, they don't have time for this shit. What is this?
I didn't know.
When she starts killing them, I was just like, this we have time for.
She was fucking them up.
So good.
Did we say so spoiler much alert? Death.
Yeah. Illuminati, I said, yeah.
Yeah, it's been spoiled.
It's been spoiled. It was so much death. Now, and I do understand Keith's perspective. Now, out of all of them, this was the fastest pace. So if your ass wasn't paying attention, you were actually going to be lost. Like, it was like, boom, 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 boom. Like, it didn't really give you time to actually.
I got it. I got it just fine. Things. Not for nothing, Karen. I understood fine.
not you, but for some of the critiques that I've been hearing online, I could see some people was like, well, I'm confused. I didn't know what's going on. I was like, because they didn't really give you time to actually.
Well, you got
to
watch those other shows, right? You got to watch What If, I think, but you definitely have to see WandaVision to give more of a fuck.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, to get a better understanding. And like, actually made a difference.
The one complaint I had about WandaVision was that it didn't feel like she learned a lesson at the end. And they addressed it. They were like, she didn't. You're right, Rod, to feel that way. She's evil now. So good.
She is the villain.
Anyway, and I don't feel bad because, as Keith pointed out in this show, they literally spoil this in the new trailer. Yeah. Like, it's like, if you don't go see, it's like they're putting pressure on you. If you don't go see this shit this weekend, fuck you. Because Monday, we're just showing you what happened.
Yeah.
Which I guess still keeps people to go see it. But like, if you care about spoilers like I do, it is one of those like, damn, I gotta go see this shit tonight.
Yeah, me and Roger went to go see it on Thursday because like Marvel is one of the few things we'll actually go early. And I actually like took off work. I was like, fuck this, because these nerds.
Do you make up an excuse? Do you have to act like you broke your wrist?
Oh, no. And it was a running joke at my job. I told him, I said, I want y'all to know the Marvel movie coming out and I won't be here. I'm just letting you know. I just, you know, it's no secret.
Is that how in your office people ask for time off? Just got to let you know. I will not be here.
I won't be here. PTO is already requested. And imagine, y'all work around me.
And imagine Henda's your boss. You can always just make up there's a brand new movie.
Oh, true. Yeah.
She wouldn't know.
She didn't know there's a new Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, there is a new Top Gun.
I go, you know, right after the show, I turned to Zexy. I'm like, did you know that there was Top Gun 2 coming out? And he goes, no, I don't follow male pornography.
Also, like, Keith, I don't know if how you feel about the trailer for Top Gun 2, but a little disappointed there's no running.
They show him on the beach for a second.
Okay. I mean, they put a new trailer out.
I want to see Tom Cruise run. That means a lot to me.
Like, I'm not as hyped about seeing it if I don't see Tom Cruise running fast as shit somewhere. Like, it don't matter where he's going. I don't know.
Right. They actually did a study and they said the longer he runs in the trailer, the more the movie makes.
Yeah, just make up something. Oh, he's got to catch a bus. And then I'm like, oh, shit.
I am not myself
today. Catch that bus down. Yes.
We back.
His motorcycle breaks down so that he can run.
Yes. Just for that purpose.
Yeah. They're like, the plane's taking off in like 30 seconds. He's like, oh, fuck. I got to run to the airport.
In this, he races an airplane, and that's real Top Gun.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, man. Do you know he actually tried to fly the airplane, and the people's like, no, sir, you cannot fly this by yourself, sir. I'm
fucking mad, man. Yeah.
They was like, somebody has to be in this plane with you. This is a bazillion dollar plane.
He's going
to
die.
Was that person shot? I don't know that you're allowed to say no.
No to Tom Cruise. Unless it's COVID, you can't say no to Tom Cruise. Yeah.
He'd be wanting to do his own stunts and shit. He fucked himself up on one of the Mission Impossibles. But one of them, I was like, oh, he actually fucked himself up. And that's the clip they actually kept in the movie.
All right. What about this? Yes. Therapy for dry humping pillows? Doesn't seem a little extreme. Therapy for dry humping pillows?
Yeah, the mom obviously didn't know what to do. But yeah, that is extreme. It's strange.
Instead of just having a conversation.
Yeah.
Please don't have a conversation. He's dry humping a pillow. We all know what's happening. No one needs to have a conversation about this, especially not with your mom. Why do you need your mom knocking on the door going like, son, would you like to talk about how you're rubbing your penis on your pillow? And then.
Thanks for asking. Then, I was looking for an opening. Oh, my God. You do it after dinner?
You're so close to you now. Could we wait until dinner so dad could be a part of it? Or like my siblings?
I mean, talk to somebody. I mean, because he thought something was wrong with his dick. Yes, we need to talk about this.
But how much was he dry humping those pillows? I feel like the therapy probably was left. He was, even after therapy, he was going to kill himself, Karen. Like, the therapy didn't help.
Oh, no, it didn't.
A random scene in a movie is what kept him from fucking killing himself before he
what
was going to get to...
What were they telling him at the doctor's office?
Right. What was they telling him?
Well,
what
was going on? I learned in therapy what was going on is they kept giving him smaller and smaller pillows to take home.
Maybe in therapy, they should have just given him lube.
It's aversion therapy. They give you like it's like when you get caught smoking a cigarette. They just throw a bunch of pillows in the room
and just, like just hit him over the head with a newspaper, right?
Oh man, that was, I'm glad that he saw that movie though, because the suicide letter about grinding his penis to a nub would have been so embarrassing for his parents. You can't possibly share that with everyone. You just have to be like one of those undisclosed suicide letters.
This is just the internal secret.
Yeah. Like, why'd he do it? Just say I'm a bad mom. Just, it's fine.
I'll take
it. In this case, just say it was my fault. It doesn't matter. It's not my fault, but I don't want to explain.
You're asking her to take the F.
Yeah. I'll take the bullet for this one.
And we got overtime on this episode.
We did.
Like, this episode was over, and then it went into overtime about guests that want y'all to take stuff out. Was there a specific thing that sparked this conversation? Was it random? How did it come up?
It came up before the show, but how did it come up?
It was him. I'm forgetting, but he brought it up, I think. Oh, yeah, because we were asking about his podcast. He took his entire catalog down because so many people kept getting more and more notoriety. And then they kept asking him to edit it so much that he was like, I give up. I don't want to edit anymore. And he took it down.
Oh, my God. You can't say yes to the first person.
Right.
Right.
Because now you're this guy.
I never would have done it. And I have done it before, of course. I would never do it again.
Yeah. And also, like, that's probably what made your podcast good was that you got like some real shit from people that were on their way up. And then basically that's a big fuck you and your podcast.
Yes.
You don't respect it.
Hey, I made it. Can you take the fun episode we did down? Because you didn't make it. I made it. Right. Fuck you. Fuck you.
Take all of your work down and based like, on other people.
Right. Wow. And the thing is, like, somebody's going to actually Google just to find out. It's like, this isn't going to make a difference. I hope you know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. I just think that stuff comes up anyway, even if it's not in your feed. It's somewhere.
Did anybody ever put you guys in a weird place?
No. I'd lie to them, though. I'd say, yeah, I'm taking it down, and then just don't.
Oh, okay. So they ask.
No. Oh, I say I would lie to them. Right. Yeah. Maybe. One's asked, but I think that's just because we, I don't know. We do.
We're live. Like, you're in front of an audience. Like you know, like, we have a running chat room.
Even when we were live, somebody asked. At least one person. Wow. Yeah.
So you know people have heard it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but they've asked. And we have said, like, look, it's live. It's out there. If we take it down now, it's going to be even more like, where the fuck is this? It's already there. Yeah. It's there.
It's going to draw more attention to it, right? Yeah.
And what are we going to do? Re-record without you now?
Right.
Right. Yeah. No one's asked so far. And let's just knock on wood on that. I don't want to have to be a dick, but I'm not taking it down.
Me either.
I'm sorry. You shouldn't have said you love Hitler or whatever the fuck. We don't ever put people up to stuff. We don't do pranks or hijinks.
But that's the thing. It's always something innocuous, if you ask me. I don't know if it's for me to say, but it's so like, in. Come on. Yeah, it's exciting maybe to hear, but it's not the end of the fucking world. It's not going to affect the job. If anything, it shows you a personality. Fuck off.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well,
I disagree because I think we don't know what a job is, and a lot of things would get you fired, but it's not me. It's still
Kenda doesn't care. Kenda says, fuck you. I say you didn't say anything so bad. Kenda says, you may have.
Fuck you and fuck
you. Fuck you anyway.
I am saying you may have. Yes, you may have. You may have said something stupid. Sorry, bro.
Keeping it real. Okay. Speaking of keeping it real, what was the poll?
The poll was, is Mother's Day a tough day for you? He lost his mother. My mother's in a home. One person said yes. I think that was
me.
No one has a hard time.
I thought that was like a thing. I thought a lot of people had a hard time on Mother's Day.
I see it online.
Not our crew. They're tough. They get it. Move on.
Shout out to well adjustment or some shit. Or denial. One of those two.
I think everybody seems to have seven moms now, right? There's the mom. There's the grandma. There's the friend that is the best friend that really helped me more than family. So they always have somebody. So everybody's fine but me.
I just figured it would be also people who just were on the outs with their mom or something. Mm-hmm. Maybe they would have like, you go on Facebook, every fucking thing's mom, and it's like, oh, I hate that bitch. And then, you know, like, does that count as a tough time?
If I didn't call my mom on Mother's Day and have to deal with dementia silence, I would have wrote no. Mm. But that happened that day.
What about you, Hilda? What do you think? I know, you know, you're on the outs with your mom.
I had a tough time with this, but I think I answered on Reddit, and I'm trying to think, like, because I go back and forth.
That's understandable.
But I think this time I didn't, because now I sort of forget that there's a Mother's Day. But I don't think I'm 100% out of the weeds with it. But it's not like it used to be, for sure. Right. And it's not anywhere close to what it used to be.
This is like that poll last week where it was like, is this one of your fears or something? You know, where it was like, are you saying, am I currently afraid of it? Are you saying if I was in it, would I be afraid? Like, maybe that's what it is. Everyone's like, you know, maybe, not right now.
Maybe maybe tough is too big a word. Nobody wants to be a pussy. I don't, you know, I don't have a day where I'm sucking my own dick in bed.
Yeah. Like if it was like, do you look forward to Mother's Day or something? Maybe it'd be like, nah.
I don't know what depressed people do, Hemda. You know, I'm just guessing over here.
They try to suck their own dick.
Joe Rogan does.
I see on Reddit, 7 people said yes.
Okay.
All right. That's what the real, they tell the truth over at Reddit.
I see.
All right, Karen, it's your turn again to say the title. Let me pull up the title and put it in the chat for you. This is going to be a hot topic here.
Oh, KATG3537. Billy, get your guns with Billy Proceda.
That is it.
Oh,
that
is it. Okay, I was like, wait a minute. That's what I look like.
Yeah. The last one.
But even if she gets it right, we got to learn not to cut that off. Give it like 5 seconds of silence. Right.
That's on me. That's on me. We could have got some. That's why Keith's a professional.
That's why he gets paid the big bucks.
Proceda, perspiration, palindrome. Which one sounds more like a name?
This show has so many quotables, but my favorite quote of the show started extremely early. After Billy gets done talking about his dad, Hemda goes, "Your father is proud of you."
Well, Billy's not one of these people that I say about taking down audio, but he did ask me to take down. His dad didn't seem proud of him, and instead, he put up on his social media him doing like yoga naked. Something like this. Mm-hmm. And I retweeted it or made some comment about it. And he goes, can you take it down because off of yours? Because there's a better chance he'll see it, however I put it up. And I don't want him to know that. It's like, well, then, first of all, don't even risk it. But okay, that doesn't matter. I'll take that down. I don't need your dick and balls on my feet anyway. But but I was with Hemda. I didn't know your dad's proud of you now.
Yeah, that is Billy's a wild guy.
He's a wild card. He really is. Yeah. Love it.
Was he an asshole?
No. No, I'm kidding. No. You heard everything. No.
You heard everything. So if you thought he was an asshole, then he was. If you didn't, that's what he was.
He makes me feel like the kombucha lady gift. The woman that's just like, like, I just feel like that every episode with Billy. It's like I have to talk myself.
How to feel about him.
I feel like I'm talking myself in and out of him as he's talking.
You think you start. This is my brain. This is gonna go somewhere. He brings up the details with no finishes, and then I'm like,
right.
In any other story, this would be the end of it. So we have to move on.
Yeah,
right. Like you bring up something, and then people are like, okay, let's go into it. No, I don't want it. But you brought it up. We didn't bring that this topic up.
I don't even know that y'all got to many current events. It felt like.
Right,
would try, and then he'd zag somewhere, and it was like, well, you gotta go down the zag path to see where this goes, and then it's like nowhere really, kind of not really. Let's go back. Right.
But I like he has this sarcastic attitude, like I don't get what he's saying, but at the same time, it's so obvious. It's supposed to be so obvious. Like I'm thinking about the glory hole talk. And I'm like, do you have glory holes in your place? Like, yeah, Kate, they just come in, pop their dicks in my mouth when I'm making breakfast. Like, motherfucker, your last place had glory holes.
Right.
And he said he was going to have a glory hole and a gun.
Yeah.
And a gun.
Right.
I was like, what are you doing? Billy.
I think I can get an answer from him. I would think if I said something like, where's a specific cool... orgy scene. I don't think so. Now that you mention that.
Because I think he would say like,
I don't know what you're looking for.
Go. Yeah. There's all these different kinds. There's some where you have to do this and some where you have to do that. So I can't really just like generally let you know.
He got to take you to his orgy tailor so you can get fitted for an orgy suit.
Yes. He got to go into details. And what was hilarious. He was talking about an outfit and Keith was like, look, that's how he gets you him to don't even answer the question because then it's going to be another 10 minutes about nothing.
Send the picture. Don't.
He said, no.
Well, what do you,
great.
what do you think an orgy fluorescent suit looks like? I'm like, I don't know, Billy. I really don't know.
Is BetterHelp Keith's new way of calling people goofy?
We just happen like to in have the middle of
he just, I mean, I'm sure you have the ad pre, you know, right. It's supposed to go, but like, are you looking at like Thursday we're having Billy? So
definitely gonna need this one.
You know what? I do have the ads, and then I grab one, and I'm sure I did.
you never want Keith to be like, speaking of BetterHelp,
maybe you need some.
And I'm not saying you, Billy. I'm saying not you, in fact. But for everybody else.
No, you the listener.
Right.
It is the sarcastic tone, though, because Billy does explain things like you should already know them.
Yeah.
As you're questioning things, right? So, like, he's like, well, you know, Micah, Karen doesn't like me on that podcast. She co-hosts that podcast with Micah. So I went on there and it's like, but why would you do that? Yeah. It's like, come on, I'm not going to go on a podcast.
But I don't get this. Like,
what if people hate you and y'all had a fight? I'm the one who's right. You're not right, Billy. You're the one who's wrong.
They always get bamboozled, these comedians. They love to say they're bamboozled on these shows.
Oh, wait, Keith. So in the show that we just recorded, the regular Keith and the Girl show, you were saying, how do these people on these documentaries come on the show to defend something that's indefensible?
Yeah.
And why don't they know? And I compared it to Jerry Springer. Why do those people come on those shows? Is this just an example of what we just talked about?
Yeah.
Did he go on Karen Feehan's show going like, this can't be bad because somebody invited me somewhere?
I guess so. But guess what? Guess what we were talking about during that show we just did? Psychopaths.
Oh. Yeah, I just saw, I've been watching documentaries lately, and I just saw this documentary about the Three Mile Island nuclear thing. And
that's
there's
what we were talking about.
Oh my God. Yes. There's a guy on there who's like, actually the people who fucked up the nuclear shit, they were the ones who, let me tell you why they had some good ideas. And you're like,
the people that were campaigning against this nuclear leak not being fixed, they were just causing hysteria. And I mentioned on that show, he's the one who went, this whole fucking town has cancer, but they just happen to have cancer. I think they're appropriating it to this. How the fuck did you think you were asked to not be in the video? No, you grab the tape and go, I'm an idiot, and you jump out the fucking window.
Like, did
and
he?
That was last week today.
Right.
Like, did he get home and watch the documentary and he was surprised? He's like, I thought we all were going to say that it was bullshit.
He didn't get the memo.
Oh, man. It's just me. What a fucking idiot. Speaking of fucking idiots, BetterHelp.com, why did Billy bring up the secret comedian, sexual abuser, not to say his name, but then not say what they did either? But then
I guess this
is an example of why we should say people's names and what they did.
Yeah,
Timda.
He makes these points where, like, it's right up to the fucking edge, too, you know? He brings it up, keeps it going, but what were you saying, Hunter? Kenda's asking the chat, should I say? Yeah, fuck it.
Mark Norman.
Oh. But he didn't want to... But
I didn't want to go against, like, Billy, you know, told us afterwards, but actually, I guessed before he said, and I don't want to give away other people's secrets, but everything he was describing is how I understand things were happening already, and that's why we haven't booked him for a long time.
Which is interesting because, like...
But I didn't have enough to, like, call him out or anything. I don't know what to say on the show. I'm not sure, but... And you hear, like... And he's right. You hear, I heard he's doing this. I heard it from someone else, and it's like, I don't know how to report on that. All I know is, like, okay, I'm not going to book him. Whatever.
Yeah, and in that case, like, an innocent person and a guilty person are going to say the same thing, right? I didn't do that shit or something. Like, it's not like you're a detective, you know, that's going to get down to the bottom of this with forensic evidence. It's when it is scuttlebutt.
No, we have a close, we have an example that happened in our studio. He put his hand on someone's lap that was next to him, And then she was like, what the fuck? And he's like, oh, I thought you were someone else. Mm. And that didn't.
In our studio.
Yeah.
Yeah, that didn't sit right.
My bad. Thought you were my girlfriend.
But I realized she wasn't here.
I was like, how the hell did you get in here? I got dementia.
And I feel like it should be said it was a black woman, because it's like, which one do you know?
Right.
Mm.
Like, I don't.
Right.
What are you talking about?
You know, all black women look alike to him. Yeah, especially.
So the one that he knows allows that.
He does that to every black woman.
Oh, it's not you. I thought you were someone else.
Oh, shit. Oh, man. I thought you were Stephanie. That's on me. But yeah, it was just funny the way he. It's just logic wise, it was so circuitous to be like, people aren't saying names. They aren't saying what people did. How are we supposed to get to the bottom of this? So, like, there's this one guy, I'm not saying no nerves, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say what they did. That's not my business. But, you know, we just need to be more on top of this. Am I right, everybody? I'm always like, Philly, you don't get to be in charge of the orgy. I just don't think you should.
To me, I think it's not my responsibility to call out everybody on the show. But what I took on is, like, we're not booking him anymore. I don't, you know...
Nah.
We could do like a segment every week, like, let's call bitches out. I don't know, you know, like, there were spreadsheets on the men in our community.
Yep.
Oh,
there's also that thing too, where like, it's so weird. We do a podcast for a living, right? But at some point, it becomes like, oh shit, I have a responsibility with my platform and the things I say. I don't think anyone. And maybe now people do, but I don't think anyone when we started, I don't think we were thinking ahead to this time where it's like, at some point, this is going to be like, yo, we can't have so-and-so on because that would be irresponsible, you know?
And I'll tell you this, I'm wondering in the back of my mind, did I book him one time or something after I heard that? Mm-hmm. Because I fell for the same thing, that what did I do thing? I didn't really see it as serious as it was. I really didn't understand it. I also, some dude did that to me when I was on Dante's show. Mm-hmm. I think the last time I was on, the guy kept making his point, put his hand on my lap to make the point. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the thing. My brother, Michael, has done that to me. Right. So, like, we were at my house at a party, and he's just regular talking to me. When he's making a point, he puts the hand on my thigh, and I go, just so you know, you might want to stop doing that. I know that I'm your sister. And
right, because of the relationship, right.
Yeah, but just so you know, I don't know that people are comfortable with that. I certainly wouldn't be. It's just a little jarring. And he's like, holy shit, thank you for telling me.
And he said, I had no idea, and I thought you were somebody else.
Yeah. And then he caught her toot. Yeah.
Yes.
But that froze me when I was on Dante's show, because it's three guys and it's me, and we're talking about how probably women are stupid and I'm trying to, like, not, you know, whatever. And meanwhile, this guy is like, you know, making a point, touching my thigh. And I'm like, do I say something? Because I'm in the middle of probably talking about how, no, we don't pop off. We usually have like a good reason. And it's like, and maybe you should stop touching my thigh while you're making your points. But anyway, my point is, you know, like, when do I segue into stop touching me?
And if you're there, they're probably doing that thing where they're like, but not you, him, because you're like real cool chick.
Yes. You know how many times I had to tell them I'm not a unicorn?
Right.
and I'm like, don't you understand that that's who you want to be around? Because otherwise you would find a second and third Chemda.
Right.
That's ridiculous. I am not the only person. That's like, you know, because other people can do that too. Like, as a woman, I could say, I'm not like every other woman. I play video games. And it's like, you think you're the only woman who plays video game? Can we stop doing all of that and fucking gendering goddamn everything so that I'm this kind of way? But you're cool. And I'm like, you're cool me. Don't
I also feel like
me.
That's game, right? Like, I feel like any woman in that chair, they try to pull that shit. Like,
we're
about to say some real toxic shit. So, like, but you're cool with it, right? Cause you're like a cool chick. You're not like these bitches, right?
You're
right?
Like, no, I'm not. Gonna
I don't want to co-sign that. Don't go like, you too, right? No, I will let you know when me too.
Yes,
I'm right here with a microphone. Just listen.
Yes, just listen. And that made me think about when Roger's talking about responsibility and stuff, because we used to have a hotep dude on our show years ago.
What's this?
A hotep is essentially a person that they espouse a lot of conservative ideology, but they disguise it as pro-black. So it's a person that basically wants like women to shut the fuck up. They don't like LGBTQ people. But there's always like, because, you know, back in Africa and the motherland, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no such thing as gay. Everybody was straight. And like,
we didn't know. This is before we knew about the terms and all that stuff.
But is Africa like the black constitution?
To them.
To them. Yeah.
It's just encapsulates everything. Anything they don't like wasn't in Africa for some reason.
That's like make America great again. Make Africa great again. Exactly. America.
Even though you ain't never been. But sure. Yeah. I fucking hate those guys.
Yes. And this, like I said, this is before me and Roger actually knew and understood the concept. And as time went on, we looked at each other like, he does not need to be here.
It's like, we have enough listeners now that it feels like we're doing the wrong thing too.
Yes. And a lot of times when he come on, all it would be me and him arguing because I'm not that bitch. So I'm like, what you ain't going to do is come on my platform and talk that foolishness.
It would actually be me and him arguing and then Karen trying not to go off. Which is, if you know Karen, everyone thinks Karen's so nice, and she is so nice, but when she goes off, it's always like, God damn. And so, you know, that wouldn't have been good for him. Mm-mm. I mean, it would have been funny to me. It wouldn't have been good for him to get cussed out on the show. So we just stopped having him back. Mm-hmm. But
now, just a side note, is Keith allowed to say hotep?
I don't know the rules, but I think yes, but I don't know the rules, so don't quote me.
There's no hurry.
Yeah, like I don't see it coming up very often in the Keith and the Girl universe.
I don't see hoteps hanging around, y'all.
Yeah,
how do you say like, positively? There was a guy who went on, I'm real glad you're not a hotep. Like, how would I even? It's never going to come up. Because I wouldn't say it negatively. Who cares?
Ironically,
in a sentence.
Right.
Ironically, a guy named Hotep Jesus was just on Joe Rogan's show last week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And he was saying he liked the baby formula shortage because it meant more women would breastfeed because baby formula has toxins in it. And that's not good for the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Is
he a scientist? Is he a gynecologist?
No. But he can tell you what you should do to your vagina because he's a hotep.
What did Joe Rogan say, dare I ask?
That was where the clip cut off on Twitter.
But now, ever since that controversy where he has crazy people on, then he calls a doctor up for one literal minute, and the doctor goes, what the fuck? And then he goes, out for brain.
Oh, you know what? You know what?
And you see every all sides.
Every other episode of Joe Rogan's podcast should be like 2 minutes long. One's 2.5 hours, and then the second one is just him being like, so is it good that everyone should just go back to breastfeeding? No, you fucking idiot. Okay, all right. That's been it today, y'all. Tune in tomorrow.
That's the take back of Joe Rogan. Yeah.
Right? A lot to think about.
Yes. You know what I think Joe Rogan found out? I need to stop having the racist white people on here and have the hoteps that kind of spew the same thing.
Yeah, they say a lot of the same stuff.
Right. They do actually say a lot of the same stuff. And then the outrage won't be as high. Even though they're saying the same thing. But
he called this man Hotep Jesus to his face. That wasn't a big clue. Like, even when he has like the fake doctors that are white, they have real names.
They have real names.
Oh, it's Dr. Don Jenkins, and he's here to tell us not to take the fucking vaccine. This guy's named Hotep Jesus. You lowered the bar so low. His name's not Jesus or Hotep.
No.
Get the fuck out of my face. Anyway.
This is why birth certificates are important.
Yes, exactly. I will say this before we get to the poll.
Yes.
I did know not to invite Billy to our surprise lunch, Keith.
Okay.
As a personal friend of Billy's and a big fan, you did the right thing.
Good choice.
I don't like surprises.
You heard me say directly to him, Why do you get on people's nerves? And he doesn't know.
But every single show, he does have a story where he got on somebody's nerves or he's fighting the internet.
Do we agree that he seems to have good intentions?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Can I just not know? Because
yes.
There's that story where he's like, I was accused of emotional abuse, but then like at a party, that person randomly said, my bad, it's not. And I was like, I don't know what part of that. If someone was emotionally abusive, this is the story they tell. They wouldn't say they were right. Shit, I don't know what I was doing. I was wilding, guys. Like, I don't know. I just hope he's not.
You would ask how. If you had a conversation, if I'm able to have a conversation with an ex and she says, I emotionally abused you, I'd ask how, not, well, yeah. I didn't see that coming. Take care. You're at a place where somehow you can talk. She's happy to tell you.
Yeah, like, what made you say it in the first place? I would like to know.
I don't know.
Sad to hear. Sorry, bye.
No, she's not saying it directly to him. He found it on social media. Right. She's saying it about him in public. And then you can't ask your victim, what did I do? That's right. Not really.
Well, I thought
but
for
then
a second
at the party together. Later, she told him in person that it wasn't true. She now has dated someone who is emotionally abusive. And that means she knows that he's not.
Then okay. Maybe at that
still
point,
might have a question. Right. That's
yeah,
what
then
I
would ask. I'll be like, so what was it?
You what was know, the
what's
in between?
The difference?
Yeah.
Because like also even let's say I'm not emotionally abusive or I didn't mean to be or whatever. And you say I was, I would like to know. So I'm not, you know what I mean? Like, hey, when you do this thing, that's fucked up. And I'm like, okay, I mean, assuming I am with good intentions, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Obviously,
but you know
I'm,
what emotionally abusive people would say? They would admit it. They would go, oh shit. Thank you for seeing the light. And the person who's been involved, they show growth and they show like a light bulb moment a lot. Mm-hmm. And they show and then you feel like, oh, this is just them going like they want to know and they've gotten better because, you know, you were patient and took the time to explain it. Meanwhile, you're explaining it to your abuser. And so that's very.
But I don't look at my friend Billy like one of these guys. So I don't like the implication.
It's just you shouldn't be explaining anything to your abuser. It's only going to be used against you.
So if you're saying they're not abusive, is it okay for them to say, okay, well, what was it that you thought was?
Yeah, at that point, at that party, where she was like, when she was apologizing,
she could just be trying to end it too.
Yeah.
You weren't. Mm. Goodbye.
Honestly, even the shit
did he come up to her or did she come up to him?
I think he said she came up to him. But even in the stuff in the beginning, when he's talking about the breakup, it all just sounds weird. It's too many questions. There is
a point, I think, like it was 2 weeks before that he filled that out. So he already knew he didn't want to talk about it, but it was like the day before that the breakup happened. So 2 weeks after he didn't want to talk about it, the breakup happened, and then he didn't want to talk about it. That was interesting to me. It seemed like you knew it was coming.
But then he kind of did talk about it.
Yes.
And then it was like the weird thing with the podcast was like, I can't say her name, but I'll say like all these clues. I don't know. It all feels weird. It just feels weird. That's all I'm saying. It just feels weird.
It was more questions than answers.
Maybe he's.
And I think that's why he irritates me because like, you're not actually answering anybody's questions. You're just doing a question with the question. Or next thing you know, we're going down M Street and we don't know how we got here.
Yeah. I've seen video of him eating out a woman, but I don't get questions to answers. Yes. He's a character. He's a character.
He's a character. Thank you, Keith.
That's why I love him.
Yep. So keep having him back, by the way. This is not a don't have Billy back. The forums was on fire. Just people were like, this nigga is a secret psychopath. I hate this motherfucker. And keep having him back. Until we find out he's a terrible person. That's how you should approach guests now. Until we find out they're a terrible person, book them as much as possible. Because then when it happens, you can be like, hey, we didn't have them back after we were sure.
After we found out.
How do we tell the media ahead of time? We're going to do a month of assholes.
Yeah. You just bring every sketchy motherfucker. Right. Y'all have had LGBTQ month. Next month is sketchy motherfucker month. Right. And you just start booking these sketchy motherfuckers because like one day we're not gonna have this guy around, everybody. Just appreciate him while he's here.
Just note half the comedians. Come on. Most people you know are kind of jerky. So Oh, by the way, I wrote down something because when Keith described the Bible, he described it as bullshit and dragons. Mm-hmm. And boy, I had to write bullshit and dragons down.
Yeah.
For just the description of the Bible as bullshit and dragons. Was so good. And he was even like, I understand that you think of bullshit and dragons and whatever it was. It was so tossed out and innocuous, but I wrote it down.
That's how Steve Harvey describes it, and that's how he converts people.
Through YouTube, apparently.
This isn't funny. He's always exasperated, and that's fun. Every question he hears is dumber than the last. He can't get over it. You'd think like someone would say to him, you got to compose yourself. You're a fucking game show host. But his charm is just beyond that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He was like, no, Keith, this is my bread and butter. Well, you and this mustache.
Show me bullshitting dragons.
Oh, my God. Newsy, can you draw some, only if you want, and only if this is inspiring, something about the Bible is bullshitting dragons. Your prompt is bullshitting dragons, and somewhere in there, that's
like,
the Bible.
Ango.
Yeah, they went off on the forums, which leads to the poll. Should Billy get a gun? He's questioning it again.
No.
100% no. You hardly ever get a 100%.
He does not seem like he's responsible enough.
Billy should think that that's good, because I would think all the yeses would be just to kill himself. But
yeah. Like, yeah, let me watch.
Like, why else would you tell Billy to get a gun? Stop.
Even that troll person said no.
Right.
That person is not a real person. Right. That only says the opposite of what everyone says. Even that person was like, I can't joke about this one.
By the way, I skip every single one of his posts. And I never do that. I never did that. I never do that. If I click like on it, I read it, and I read the posts, especially on the regular show thread.
Right.
Especially another, I read the thread. Skip. I skip you. I can't.
I pick and choose. I mostly go, if it's short, read it.
Yeah.
And if it's someone responding to it with something funny, I'll read it. I bet Keith feels the same way.
Exactly.
It's honestly like a little gift. It's honestly like a thank you.
He must take the longest shits.
Or depending on when you catch him, it's a woman who lost her husband. It really depends when you catch him.
That's going to fuck your mom.
Right.
Okay.
I'm going to plow your mom. And she's like, is that after your dead husband passed? What is this? You got to stick to the character now. You're losing the plot.
No pun, yeah.
Episode 35, 38,
and we've earned it.
My bad. I'm a numbers person. Karen's the names, I'm the numbers.
Okay.
Episode 3538. No one here gets out alive.
Nobody.
Which I'm surprised I got the title right, because in my mind I keep reading it as no one gets out of here alive.
Right. That makes
sense. But we start off talking about Hillary Duff in these magazines and how vomitous it makes Keith feel.
Literally vomitous.
And it wasn't the food poisoning.
I couldn't tell if it was the food or the picture, to be honest. Maybe I ate it while I read this news article. And I'm like,
it is. Photoshop is weird, and we're still doing it. But at the same time, I do know if they didn't Photoshop, it would be just, it would be the opposite worse.
And people would complain.
Yeah, yeah. Do it, but don't push it. Welcome to Natural Body Magazine.
What if it's a Photoshop person and this is how they have to prove they're worth their money? Like, they have a version like where it's like, hey,
like,
man,
it's a word count.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, exactly. They're like, look, Hillary Duff looks great already, so I didn't really do too much. I thought this was fine. Like, most people will understand.
Beauty, yeah.
And then they're just like, we're going to pay you half.
Right. Like, the book could have been a pamphlet, but I wouldn't get an advance for that. So here's a book.
Right. Yeah. And then they're like, no, go earn your money. You're like, all right, well, I took her fucking elbows off and now she doesn't have kneecaps.
She doesn't have a waistline. I was just going to take off a pimple, but I mean.
So you need this belly button. Do you think she'd be hotter without it?
Oh, man.
I always feel bad for the actual person, though, for the Hillary Duff of the moment, because it's just the way it is in her profession. And that sucks.
Yes. You know who else I feel bad for? People's Sexiest Man. Because when it's not like, because they've been doing this thing lately where they specifically go against the grain. So they're like, John Legend, People's Sexiest Man. And it's just a full fucking week of John Legend being told, you are not that attractive.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What is the point? Like, I know he's, because they're like, he's sexy because he cares about charities and stuff. Yeah. And they're like, no, he's not. I don't want to fuck this guy. Fuck him.
Women can be savages too.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Keeps
alive. Why are you doing that? Why are you anointing someone the sexiest? Why would we agree to that at all?
Well, you have to if scientists figured it out.
Crazy. I mean,
it's People Magazine. They see people. It's what they do.
That's the whole purpose. It's in the name.
It's clearly a roast at this point.
Yeah. What am I going to do? Be smarter than American Scientific? I'm not a scientist.
Yeah. I'm sure it's a hack joke, but just once, I swear to God, I just wish it was like Raheem, the personal trainer from up the street. You know what I mean? And
the
it is like
teacher.
It's just like the sexiest fucking dude you've ever seen, where you're just like, I don't know who the fuck that guy is. All of us would fuck him. All of us would fuck him. We got to give it up. People Magazine did it.
There should be a write-in ballot.
Yes. I bet you there's somebody that floats that idea every year. People get fired.
They get voted down.
They just get fired every year. All right, y'all. What about this? I know we've probably never done this before. We find people who are just sexy in real life who aren't famous.
Oh, that's cool. What it is. Here's the sandwich order. And Jill, tell me who has movies out this week. Okay.
Yeah, isn't it strange that it's always somebody mid-promotion that's the sexiest on earth? That's interesting. They always have some kind of thing going on.
Do you think they, when it's John Legend or that country singer from the other year, the people that work there are like, gosh, shit, no movies are coming out. It's a pandemic.
Yes, Pope thing.
No one's going on tour. No one's putting out an album. Just give it to John Legend. He's a good guy. Just give it to him.
I think it's going to happen like, oh, fuck. No one's promoting anything. Fine. Louis C.K.
Yeah.
Maybe that's how the Grammys worked.
That's how
how it worked. It was like, nobody else?
Oh, man. Keith is alive at the 2 a.m.
Yep.
Shrimp pasta.
Okay. Can we talk about shrimp parmesan?
Let's talk about it.
Okay. Oh, my God. Now, parmesan is the sauce and cheese, right? So you chicken parmesan, you whatever. It's really originally chicken parmesan. Shrimp parmesan, I think, is made up by someone who is killing New Yorkers. So I think Keith fell for something at 2 a.m. Now, somebody said I was turning into a detective, and this is criminal.
That I hate that.
This is criminal. You can't just go on a podcast and go, shrimp parmesan is a thing that you're allowed to order and then not have a vomit bucket ready. That's exactly. Just a thing you can do. And you can party however you want in life. Just know you're going to throw up, and hopefully you can make it into your toilet or your shower minimum, maybe even your sink. It's not going to be the best. But, oh, and here's this about the show. I was saying this in chat the other day. There is a point, and this show is coming out on YouTube. There's a point where Keith gets off the screen a little bit, and I'm like, and now I'm just talking to Phil time. It's a few seconds. I'm like, oh my God, he's getting the bucket and he's going to throw up. Chaim, just keep talking about whatever is you're talking about right now. And it's totally fine. He's probably confused and he's sick. Just listen to the throw up noise and be ready for it. Here we go. And then he comes back with some newspaper clipping or something. I don't know. I thought you were going to throw up in the middle of the show.
And by the way, reaching for something that wasn't a second.
I guess it was like 100 seconds in my head. But
you start counting. You're like, oh, no.
Because he showed the bucket in the start of the show. And I'm like, well, what else is he reaching for? He's not petting a dog. What's happening?
Yeah, at least Keith did know what he ordered. Roger always picks at me because I order shit and I don't be reading off the menu. Then they'd be like, who ordered this? I'm like, oh, I think I did.
Well, she knows she ordered. You know what you order if you got food poisoning.
Yes, I would.
I remember one time I went to we used to go to the mall every day for our for lunch when I had this like shitty job or whatever. And one day one of the stores, the mall restaurants, was like, try our new shrimp such and such. And I was like, oh shit, shrimp, we coming up. So sick. Had to go home early. Mm. Like immediate sickness. Not even
was actually coming up.
Yeah. Everything in my stomach, the shrimp, it was coming up. And I had to go home. And it was like immediately as I was sitting at my desk, I was like, oh, shit, it was the shrimp. That's you know on me.
I had to learn, if they don't specialize in it, don't order it off the menu. But then I'm mad. I'm like, well, why do you have it on the menu? I'd be like, this, why are you ordering a fish from a non-fish shack?
Yeah, Karen. Karen is the queen of trying to be different at the restaurant. But it's like, sometimes trying to be different is dope, right? Because it's like especially if you go like an expensive place, normally like trying to be different is like, oh, they don't order this, but it's actually really good because everything here has to be. But right. She'll try that shit at like, we go to Pasta Hut and she's like, let me get the lo mein and the curry. I'm like, these people don't make that.
This is not their specialty, Karen.
There was a place where Keith used to work, and it's my favorite Israeli restaurant here in New York City. The steak is, it's a steakhouse, and it's absolutely unbelievable. And as time went, like I used to go there as a kid, as time went by, they kept adding fucking shit to their menu. They have a whole Italian section. They have a sushi section. And I'm wondering why you would go to this place for that stuff. They have the best little steak kebab-y things I've tasted. And this is New York.
Right.
I wonder, do they do that? They was like, let's just put everything on there in case anybody asks for anything. We can't be like, we don't have it.
You know what? I just thought of it. I know why. Because it was a popular kosher restaurant and you can't get a lot of kosher sushi anywhere. So they were like, do you have to eat kosher food? Well, come on down. We got all kinds of kosher.
Oh,
now you're already in a quality place. Now you go there for sushi. You go, okay, I just clicked because, yeah, sushi's not kosher.
I just say when it's a place where it's like, we have lo mein and spaghetti, because you know neither one of those are what it's supposed to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because like, y'all just knew that you had noodles and sauce in the back.
Yep. How about we used to order from a place, same place. This is where the first studio was. It was like pretty much across the street. There was a place that had Mexican and Chinese food.
See?
Same kitchen. See? Just same menu. And it was like one of Keith's favorite places to order.
Even more weird, like I love, because it's so funny when they take advantage of our like American ignorant racism.
Yes.
So like we don't know. We're like, oh yeah, I want some Chinese food. And you look at the meals like pad thai, sushi, bibimbap or some shit. You're like, these cultures are not the same. There's no way one person in that kitchen makes all three of these. There's no way. Yes. One of these is bullshit. I don't know which one.
Yeah, but I'll figure it out.
Chinese food here in predominantly black neighborhoods, they'll also have fried chicken, fried and fish, and French fries.
Yep. It's like they almost have to.
That's universal, because every black place, because they have it here.
Somebody
too.
Get mad, and that chicken going to be fried hard. You better undercook
it's gonna
it.
It's going to be fried hard.
And they're going to wait the whole 15 minutes then get mad at you because it took 15 minutes.
Oh, man.
It makes sense because they have a fryer, but it's like,
it's not Chinese.
Okay, this is not, it has no Chinese flavors. They're not even pretending like it's, you know, Kung Pao Chinese fry or something. Like, no, this is fried chicken. Like, we all know fried chicken.
And you know how you know it's some bullshit? Because they put hot sauce in it. They don't even put the duck sauce or the hot mustard. They put like Texas Pete hot sauce in it.
Be like,
they're like, it's just fried chicken, man. We're not even going to bullshit you, okay? This is not a recipe from the motherland. This is our shit.
No, and me and Roger found out a lot of the foods that some Asian cultures eat, because we used to go to places and when they would shut down, they would bring their food out. Like they would have like this big thing. I was like, oh, they're not eating the shit that they're feeding us.
That's what
no, Americans. No. If you go to a legit, there's Chinatown for Americans, and you'll get like the dumplings and the lo mein and whatever. And then there's Chinatown for authentic Chinese food, and you will not recognize anything on the menu because it's not in English, first of all. But also, once it's on your table, you're still like, the fuck is this? There's these jokes around that like they'll see you and go, would you like the American? And they just bring a pile of meat in some restaurants, you know, that are like,
here's some shit we fried. All right. We're just going to dump it on your table. You guys know what you do.
And it turns out it works out really well. They really know their audience.
Yeah.
Yes.
More Roe v. Wade thoughts. What happened with this, Keith? Was it
you? Oh, it's cool now. We should just have babies.
I thought it through.
What's the problem? Who doesn't like babies? Are you a monster?
There's got to be another side. How about you pick up a newspaper, folks?
I'm a murderer twice over, by the way, guys. So you should really be a little more scared of me.
I was just reading stories about anti-abortionists who had abortions, and I had to go off again.
That's why we were trying to word this poll so well.
That's true. It took so long. It took so, so long
because I wanted to know, have you been involved in an abortion? But we didn't want to phrase it like, did you also make the decision? It's like, no, it's the reproductive person's decision. Like, how do we phrase this? Where
did you kill your partner's fetus? And then we're like, is it your fetus?
Yeah. it started off like, have you or your partner had an abortion? And then it's like, no, because, you know, right now Xerxes has a partner that had an abortion, but he never.
Right.
And then I can't say he never aborted a bit. He never will abort a bit. Like, how do you.
Right.
How do you say. Man. Are you cool with this because you've had personal experience with this?
Yeah. It also does feel like that decision was so momentous, and all of a sudden, at least the leak of the draft, I know it hasn't been official, but it did take a while to sink in. Like, on our show, we had two episodes. Like, one episode, we had a guest, and like me and the guest, it was so weird. It was me and another man,
JL,
talking about like this topic. And
I'm sorry. This was JL Covet.
Right.
And we're like, and I'm sorry. One second. Yeah. This is JL Covet, who was on our show a while ago. And then afterwards said, oh, I told this story about an ex of mine. Remember this, Henda? I told a story about an ex of mine. You might want to take it down. And something about violence. It's like, she might sue you. You should probably take it down. And that was his way of saying, please take it down. And we didn't. And it's like, okay, we'll be okay. No, of course not. We'll be okay. Like, yeah, she could be violent to you then. Like, yeah, we're good. Thanks.
Yeah, I can fight.
Yeah.
Do you remember there was a guest that was like, yeah, me and Hamda slept with each other. And I'm like, no, I did not sleep with you. And he's like, absolutely. I can describe your home. I'm like, please do, because I will agree if you know something more than I do. And he's like, but you know, we were all drunk. I was like, I was never drunk. And he's like, yeah, we were drunk. I'm like, are you here right now? Because
knowing him, like, that don't even sound like you.
I wasn't drunk. I wasn't high. I wasn't anything. I was there more than everybody. So I know. So, and I didn't sleep with that many people. I certainly didn't take that many people home. You know, like that was very different. And I lived pretty far away. So you're not coming to me anyway. Blah, blah, blah. It doesn't matter. And after the show, I didn't ask him to take my show down. You said some stupid shit.
Right.
I could have been like, you put out some misinformation about me. And as much as I can argue, someone could still think, that's me. And I'm just trying to be like, I didn't do that. I'm a good girl. And then, no, I just happened to not sleep with you.
Because I do remember that episode. Because
he was like, that was good podcasting. I was like, get out.
I do remember that episode because he was describing it. And I was like, oh, shit, he's been there. Because he was like, she got walls.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a window.
It was a window. You got a door. You got a TV somewhere in there. No microwave. That's why I was like, oh, shit, he knows. No, just kidding. but yeah, so we had one episode that was in the aftermath of it immediately. Mm-hmm. And so it felt so weird because it's me and JL Covet being like, this is fucked up. Obviously, you know, we don't agree with it. It's da da da. But then, like, Karen's there, and she's just, like, not saying anything. It's like, you know, I don't want to be, like, pull the string and, hey, you got something. You're a woman. You got a vagina, you know? Like,
I was upset.
And so later that night, we're going to get some food or something, and Karen was going off in the car, going off. And I was like, why didn't you just do this on the show? That's what the show is for.
And Ron's like, no, you stop talking to me. You will talk about this tomorrow.
Like, I never do this, but I was just literally like, I refuse to listen to anything else you said. This is unfair. I'll say it because I felt like a dick, kind of, that we were doing the show and it's two fucking guys being like, you know, because it's not right. You know what I'm saying? This is fucked up. It's like, but never mind what this little lady got to say. We got it. We got it from here. And so she went off the next day, and it was totally worth it. But
it was fantastic, Karen. The next day, it's something called Karen Goes Off, right? Was the title.
That's the episode title.
I don't know if it's 20 minutes in or what, but Karen starts talking about her points of view on this. It was so angry and passionate and real and sad, and it looks like you're ready to cry at any moment, but it doesn't stop your composure. I recommend everybody listen to this. It was fantastic, and it would have been different if any other guest was there, I think. Right. I think even a woman, but definitely a guy, and certainly JL, because they think they have to jump in somehow, or they right. wouldn't be able to help themselves with their excitement. I'd rather hear this particular thing, and I know it because it worked out, mm-hmm. you going, and I enjoyed it very much. You know, I can tell some stories, I got to say, for when me and Hender are by ourselves, whether it's heavy or I just don't want to be interrupted necessarily talking about I put a thermos and fuck on my dick. But anyway, it was fantastic.
Nah, you're absolutely right. Because you know, that was basically just me going, all right, so go ahead and do your thing, and then just waiting like 30 minutes. And that was fine because I think that worked out.
I think it was bubbling up because it's one of those things where it's hard to believe, if that makes sense.
Yep.
It's very disappointing. And
they all said, for the record,
why are you interrupting?
Because I already heard her before. I get it.
Go listen to the episode. But
you know, like any of the judges, any of these Republican recent judges that we had, they all promised they wouldn't overturn Roe versus Wade.
Right.
That's of note too. But so right. yes, yes. I'm just agreeing with Karen. Yeah, it's a complete right. surprise.
Yeah, it sucked. And then the other part of it too is like Karen goes off, and it made me think of every time someone's been like, you know, it would make your show better if maybe like y'all argued more. And I'm like, is that what you think? Because
yeah.
I have to live here, and I don't ever want to be on the other side of that shit. gluing hands to stuff is how people protest now.
Apparently, the new protesting.
When you guys were talking about gluing on those courts, did you just met the feet?
No.
Mm-mm. They do hands too?
They glue their hands. So, I'll just run it through.
God damn. It's the butts.
Listen, I'm waiting for us to get the butts.
Yeah, I think eventually that's what it will be.
I'm into butts. Let's do it. Anyway, the protest was the Minnesota Timberwolves owner owns like chicken farms, whatever. They make chicken parmesan, not shrimp parmesan. That's not a thing. I went on DoorDash. I searched shrimp parmesan. Nothing popped up. But he has a chicken farm. There's like chick bird flu or something going around. And they roast the chickens alive to get rid of them from contaminating other chickens at his farms. There's these people who are activists who think that is a horrible thing to do. I think it's a horrible thing to do.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it sounds fucked up. it probably smells delicious, but fucked up, right? and so these people protested his team's home games in the playoffs, of which I believe they had three home games. So each game, someone ran on the court and tried to like glue themselves to the floor before security could come get them.
I stuck their hands on the floor.
It obviously didn't work. Mm-mm. You know, I mean,
I think
you need
it
a little
did
time.
Because we know that this is happening now.
Not really. I couldn't repeat the story too well.
Yeah. Well, I meant it didn't work in that the glue. I meant right, physically, it didn't work.
Right, right.
Give it some time.
I guess it worked in that we are aware of it, but I don't think it worked in that we care mm-mm. about it. Right.
They picked them up. It was like, come on.
I just picture people at that game eating chicken nuggets like, what's she saying about?
And then one of them got football tackled, which was fucking hilarious.
Oh, that was the best one.
That was good. She got tackled.
So like the third one, they knew was coming.
Mm-hmm.
So this I don't know who was the detectives in this shit,
right?
But this motherfucker, you could tell she had second row seats. In her row, there's like six seats, right? Two seats. One is her. One is her friend who's going to film it. Three seats away is this random black security guy in the like the undercover cop outfit, right? As she begins to jump, he tackles her before she even like he hits her as she's hitting the floor. She doesn't have time to do anything. They were waiting from the door for her to do that shit. And I was like, damn, that was good.
She went down like a sack of potatoes in the middle of the game. He was like, nope.
Now I saw this one. Maybe I saw it on your feed. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I didn't know the story. I thought she was just running on the field. So was she hanging out with the other two friends at first? Like,
she
obviously
had to
she's going
to
run.
Mm-hmm. Like, there must be somewhere where they organize.
It got to be.
And then I imagine maybe they're on, my guess is, they're probably on some list or something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see one of these motherfuckers buy a ticket, you're like, okay, who's buying second row tickets to a playoff game?
Right. And I don't and know also, you. And what movie are you in? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Like, all right, let's
see. You're not famous. Okay. Like, what is happening here?
They tackled her, arrested her, then arrested the guy who was trying, who was going to film her. It? Like, they got both of their ass up out of there, which is the whole thing that started the glue yourself to shit protest. So,
but is this a trick? Because I know you're leading to James Cromwell gluing himself to Starbucks. Can you just lift up your hand though at the end? Because he doesn't have a like missing it. Palm now, right?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, because you have to. That's it takes a few minutes for it to at least set.
It's right. A very what is the best way to put this? It's a very white type of protest, right? Like, mm-hmm. Like you bring like chains to chain yourself to a goalpost or something. Like that's a very like I'm putting my hand here and I dare you to fucking move it. Like that's how it feels.
And they slid their asses right on off that quick. Come on.
Cause anybody that has ever dealt with police and security knows they don't care about your hand. Mm-hmm. Like they will yank your ass right the fuck up off of there.
It'd be funny. She was six.
It'd be funny if the cops don't use the protest glue. They use real glue and they glue their hands on there for real.
And then the other thing too that was funny about it is I went and read the story, and part of the thing James Cromwell was protesting was like this non-dairy upcharge is also an upcharge on Black people because we have a higher propensity to be lactose intolerant. Okay. So he was standing up for nice Black
try.
People.
Nice try.
Very in
nice.
This.
Does that sound like too much? Like, why right. not?
Okay. I love it.
You're going to go all in.
Go all in, James. Okay, I wasn't on your side at first.
Tie up the Starbucks line and make them mad.
But you know who got that lactose intolerance? Your boy got it. So go ahead and represent. I don't want to pay the 75 cents myself. So I appreciate James. It's a, you know what I'm saying? I'm with him in the struggle.
Yeah, you need BET to cover the story somehow. Throw it in.
I'm getting a free James Cromwell t-shirt, okay? We got to get this political prisoner out of the system, man. Starbucks is on some bullshit.
Yes, he can come to the fictional Black cookout. He invited.
This ain't nothing but big dairy putting their finger on the thumb and trying to make us all drink the cow's devil's milk. And I refuse. I'm just like LTAP Jesus. I refuse to drink.
Okay.
I refuse to drink that milk. What was the poll?
The poll was after we got it just right. Have you or the person you impregnated ever had an abortion?
That's pretty good wording.
Thank you. 13% said yes.
That makes sense. Now think about 13% of people not having that right. That's a lot more people here.
Yep.
That probably not going to go care for because the GOP is also cutting all the funding for everything after you live.
And that's not necessarily just one baby because I would have had two.
Yep.
Oh yeah. People have twins and triplets and stuff. Right.
And also not two abortions.
Yep. And some people also had like two and three people that got pregnant.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that's a big percentage. What?
This is going to be tough on the sugar daddies.
Well, I just keep thinking about the porn industry. I mean, it's over for all those cream pie scenes. That's a wrap. I wouldn't do it no more. Fuck that.
Is that when it comes out of the vagina?
When you go, it's when the guy leaves
it's
it
like
in.
Raw.
Yeah, it's just when they leave it in. That's like a fetish.
Yeah, that's
but in a post-abortion world, I wouldn't be playing them games.
Yeah, the porn term right. is cream pie.
Fuck that. They're like, oh, yeah, we're doing a cream pie gangbang today. Not today, Billy Procida.
Here's a condom.
Well, let me ask you that. By the way, okay, so 13%. We can see what Reddit says later. That's where the people tell the truth. Let me ask you this, since we did talk about during the show, and you guys are adventurers. Rod, you ever stick your dick in the thermos? Then he takes a sip from his thermos.
I don't like the thermos. The thermos is too much.
It's a lot.
One is too, it's a little too bulky, so then you can't really like handle it well. Right.
Yeah,
you know
I'm about to say, most of the rods, it's like almost like a softer version of that.
Whoa, telling my business. I was going to tell my business.
I'm sorry, but you can tell your business. I'm sorry.
AdamandEve.com has not a sponsor of this show, actually. But if you do use code TVGWT, I think you do get a discount still.
Mm-hmm. And what do you like? You like what do you
I was,
like?
I'm about to log in and tell you exactly what it is.
Okay. And I'll tell you that Reddit is almost half said yes.
Really?
Whoa.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm.
And there's more guys on Reddit. There's more male people on Reddit in general. It's a more male
space. See what you're saying.
Okay, so apparently this thing is called... Let's get back to the serious business. Okay?
Yes.
Men are talking about their penises. And I think none of us wants to talk about anyone having a right to choose. All in Stroker is what it's called. So that is, and it's only $20. And I don't know, it works. Oh, apparently, yeah, $22.95 without this discount. But that's what I use.
The All In Stroker?
Yeah.
What a dumb
name. It works and not, it doesn't cost $100.
Yeah.
And it was better than that auto blow AI that guy mailed me.
He did. He wrote that was terrible.
Oh my God.
Auto blow AI.
It's like sticking a Keurig on your dick. It was the worst thing ever.
So this other thing doesn't vibrate, your All In Stroker?
No, it doesn't. Mm-mm. I don't need it to vibrate.
Right.
Like I think that shit is a trick, man, because like the auto blow AI is like $200. And you would think like, oh, I know this is gonna, but then it's like you're putting a blender on your dick or something. I'm like, I don't know, this is too much. Yeah. Like this is a very simple process I've been using my whole life. I don't think I need to overcomplicate it that much.
Yes. And Keith, they actually do have videos. They have YouTube videos where people actually review the toys and actually tell you, you know, these are the proper ways to use.
I need to see a dick in it.
They're not showing you.
I need a dick.
No. They're not showing you.
But yeah, that's what Keith was talking about.
Okay. They're going more into details.
Yeah. Because that was a problem with the auto blow AIs. They have all these cute videos that aren't what you need to do.
By accident, I typed in All In Blower and I got the Excel dryer, you know, the ones you see.
Oh no.
I'm like, Rod,
put that on your dick. It's like Keith electrocuted that.
It's a Hoover cordless, Rod. Come on.
Yeah. And I will say that sometimes all the motors and stuff is too much. Because as somebody who did the sex toy, sometimes you get it, you'd be like, oh my gosh, but this is a lawnmower. Like this is too much.
Yeah. It's the like
I have not experienced too much.
It's the 2 a.m. shrimp parmesan
right.
of strokers.
Yes, because sometimes, you know, for women they shake, they vibrate and rotate all at the same time.
Yeah, see, that's a lot going on there,
that's
man.
A lot going on.
You gotta fuck it like a thermos, like you can't really grip it.
Oh, that looks like about the size of my personal juicer. That thing is huge.
I also want something that like doesn't I don't
alert the neighbors.
Yeah.
Something that doesn't alert the neighbors.
I feel like self-consciously, like everyone already kind of looks weird when they're masturbating. I don't want something that takes me to like an unforgivable level, like where it's like if someone walked in, I'd be like, well, I'm just jumping off the balcony now. That was, you saw me with my headset on and my fucking, like, you know, my suit or whatever. You saw me fucking Kim Kardashian's torso. I think I'm just gonna go ahead and call it a wrap. That was a nice life.
So. How often? So I'm looking at the All In Stroker. It looks like the inside of my Cuisinart. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just the sleeve part.
Right.
How often do you use it?
So I try not to use it too often because I don't want to like get too used to it because it feels too good.
Okay.
That's a good endorsement.
There's like I asked to put mine inside of Kyle. That kind of
it's like that time you did. Remember that time you did crack?
Holy shit. Okay.
You were like, all right, well, that's enough of that. That's kind of how it is. So I use it sparingly, like maybe, I don't know, once every few weeks or something.
Okay, so maybe I'll just try the sleeve and I'll report back.
Yeah, try this. I mean, well, I will say though, it's better than the sleeve. If it's like the sleeve that came in the auto blow AI, it's not the same. It's not.
Now Keith is going to take it apart.
This is what I got.
Oh shit, it does look like that.
Actually, it does kind of look like
God.
It. You should try the sleeve
exactly
first.
Exactly like that.
Okay.
Try the sleeve first and then report back.
There was the only, yeah, my hand was so much better. I tried it twice. One time I got it where I'm having an orgasm and then it's doing like bzz, 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 and that was very fun because it's a surprise, you know, even with subconsciously, you know what your hand's doing, you can't surprise yourself. So then, and I didn't like it until that moment. And then I was like, oh, I thought we were done.
Yeah. My favorite thing is to read the reviews on like Adam and Eve about the sex toys because like
the reviews.
Some
are
of
the best.
People get mad, and it's just clearly them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, it's like, unless you're as hard as a 20-year-old on a day off, I'm like, all right. That's
you should write your review. I mean, like, you just compared it to crack.
I just listen. I just you. It's like how normal people must feel about donuts, you know, like, where you're like, I should not eat these every day. And I'm like, anyway, last week, 191, Bianca did that whole episode with a constant headache.
Yeah, right.
No, she's the best.
That is Jordan flu game level podcasting. She's so amazing.
Dedicated.
Amazing too. We know that you're feeling.
That's why I made up being sick. I want a one upper. You don't fuck with the kid.
Right.
I'll throw up during the show. Yeah, I don't give a fuck.
Like, just the fact that she wasn't like cursing y'all out and rushing through every segment, right?
Right, right.
Like, I don't even like having a conversation when my head's hurting. Yeah. Like,
right. Like, oh, look, Ethan Chemda had another opinion. Oh, my God. Mass shooting is funny. Good job. What's the next episode? Oh, sorry, Keith. What's the poll on that? It's very important.
Yeah. And then tell me where the answers are different somewhere else. Very good.
Yeah. The episode 3531. That guy's a dick. Moving on. Oh, man. But I see why she moves briskly along. I get it. Episode 37 of Diamond Dogs, just called Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Was Blukas an asshole?
Blukas won did well in a poker game, and so he got to pick whatever VIP show he would be on. And you know, he said no thanks to you guys for sure. Now that I think about it, but yeah, he said yes to Diamond. Yeah, I asked him more than once. But he wanted to do Diamond Dogs, and I thought he was great. He was on Keith and the Girl before as a producer, and he was great on that. But this one, you know, he's really part of it the whole time, and he got very personal, and I loved him.
And he seemed to know all the gags,
mm-hmm.
Yep.
All the segments. So you love to see it. Is Adam alive?
Adam's alive. He's got his kids. Apparently those are them. But sure, you know, let's make sure everybody has kids. That should be a fucking hoot.
Right.
But, you know, he'll pop in again. He's just been very busy.
All right. 284.69 is for lovers. Oh, wait. I forgot one more thing about Dick.
Yeah.
Andy Dick.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Right?
An asshole. Are we asking if someone's an asshole?
I'm starting to think
Andy
he's on
Dick
drugs.
Apparently is.
I'm starting to think he's on drugs.
Yeah. And then like Craig had a run in with Andy Dick.
Yep.
Like, man, that dude, I think he's like a sexual harasser that happens to act.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
No, I think he's a sexual harasser who people must really like.
Yeah.
Like they because
or we have the memories of him, but yeah, same thing.
But no, I'm talking about the people who are booking him. Mm. There's something that can't replace him for some reason, but he always right. just plays himself. So you must like him so much, or they must feel for his addiction, and that
Craig did.
Yeah.
Right. Or you're trying to out him, and he's willing to play himself.
Well, yeah.
He's, like I said, he's in that show Love, and that's mm-hmm. all about addiction. And so I imagine that Judd Apatow feels for the, you know, the addiction, sure. the addicted, the families of addict, because this is one of the places that really gets it pretty right on.
And he had him on the set. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Andy Dick plays himself in Love, but like, he does have to be at craft services and in the green room and all that right. shit. So like, you are taking a chance. And your whole script is like, yo, this dude is a loose cannon. Like, oh, man. Anyway, I wonder, like, if that's how Aziz Ansari felt when that shit went down on the set of his movie with Bill Murray, where he's just like, come on, I can't afford this. You got to go.
Right.
All right. 284, 69 is for lovers.
By the way, I'm going to bring it back to BoJack again. I'm so sorry. I tried to stop
myself. Don't apologize.
BoJack Horseman, a literal sex robot, became a CEO. And
yes.
and then finally somebody complained. And then the whole company got taken down. Everything that they were producing got taken down. And they were at the press conference. And they were like, and we finally got this man down. Now, most of the people are going to be laid off. Most of those people are women. What a great day for everyone. And you see the women like with their boxes just leaving the office like, well, fuck my life. This fucking guy just ruined everything.
That's how I felt when the Ellen show got.
Then he leaves the building and a limo pulls up and he's like, oh, we heard you need a job. And Todd is like, he just literally got fired for being a sexual harasser, for being the CEO of this company. And he's like, and it sounds like he learned his lesson. Call me anytime.
Yeah, that's how I felt with Ellen. Like, they called out her for being mean, but then she was like, all right, well, I'm going to stop doing the show. And everybody was like, whoa, hold on. No, don't stop doing the show now. Hold on. I need a check. Calm down. 284, 69 is for Lover. Another boring week in the life of music.
I'm boring ass week.
Yeah,
we should rename this show. We should rename this show. Newsy is boring, and here's why.
Yeah. Maybe he means boring like drilling.
Maybe he means boring like I'm still alive.
What if he doesn't know what the what if he doesn't know what the word means?
Oh, that could be it. I don't know. He met Casey James Salango. Mm-hmm. That seemed like a cool week. That seemed like a not boring thing to do.
If there's a dick in any orifice of mine, it's not a boring week.
Yeah.
That's where I'm from. I don't know.
Listen, he's living the life. Yeah. It's different. I wonder if there are gay people who do listen who are like, no, Newsy, you're wilding out. You know,
he'll
be like,
yes,
you straight, just always think blah, blah, blah. I wonder if there's like gay people like, no, I'm not fucking 12 people on a Wednesday.
Right.
Of course.
All right, Karen, it's your turn up the bat because I need you to say a bunch of names. And that means I have to figure something out in Zoom where I can send you a picture.
Oh, no.
So you can see. It's going to be a little bit of an adventure, guys. A live podcast here.
You want me to write down the names? I'll write down the names.
Oh, yeah, you can type them names if that's easier.
Yeah. While you intro it.
Yeah, so there was silent trailers on Sunday, and it was so fun. We were all there. Keith was taking on some guests. Karen, what were their names?
One looked like a Jeremiah Watkins.
That's right. What the fuck? It's the tricky ones. She can read hieroglyphics. But if it's the name Tom, is it Tumu?
Clark Jones.
Uh-huh.
I wrote down some names twice. Oh, no, Keith did. Okay.
Ooh, Lucy. Oh. Was that Paul?
Do you know how long it took Keith to get, like, every time before she would enter the studio, he'd be like, fuck, is it Paul or Paul? Up! I need everyone on this. Is it Paul or Paul?
Now, this last one might be something. It's Tom Delaney. Hold on. Delgado.
Oh, no.
I did? Okay, I was about to. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
What the fuck is happening lately? Did you like do you like taking Hooked on Phonics secretly or something? It's like 2 weeks in a row you got every name right. I feel like it's letting the audience down a little bit.
She's typing.
I don't know how long this streak gonna last, y'all.
She's typing it into those speech services.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Abby.
Now, I have done that before.
Karen's got a Bluetooth. Someone's giving her name.
That's not happening, I promise. But I have typed it in and be like, how do you pronounce this?
Right.
Well, no, I know you're not cheating because you say it right the same way you say it wrong. Like, oh, shit. Hold on. Casey.
I'm going to restart. Erase that. Start over again.
She's never ready to take a bow. Yeah.
No.
Well, it was, to me, this was like when you watch a sporting event. So I know I lost him already, and I'm sorry. But it's like when you watch a sporting event. And Troy Polamalu's out there, right? And he's got the hair going. Mm-hmm. And he's tackling everybody. And you're like, oh, my fucking God. Troy Polamalu is a problem. No one in the world can stop Troy Polamalu.
Right.
And then you watch a game where the other team finds some kind of way to stop him. Like, three people hit him or fucking they make everyone run to the other way, whatever. And they lose the game. But you're like, that's how you beat Troy Polamalu. That's what happened this Saturday. Keith won. But the chaos that these four people.
It was a lot of chaos.
Oh, my God. He was so off his game. He didn't know whose turn it was.
No, how could you?
sometimes he was trying to steal, but then he didn't know who he was stealing from, if he was who stole it before him. This was, I mean, honestly, if this was like the kind of game show where like every guest had seen it, the one before, like if it was like the NFL where you
somebody
watch,
would have studied
where you watch
tape.
The other people's tape, and then you go, what are we going to do? Every team after this should do what they did. Don't mute your mic. Don't wait about whose turn it is. Just fucking talk.
Don't everybody worry whose turn it is.
It was crazy. It was so entertaining. But as an audience member, I was confused. There were times where Keith was like, no, I said it, right? And they're like, no, he said it. Then I said it. Then you said it. Then he said it. Then no, I said it.
As the host, that makes me nervous. And I am so glad we decided Xerxes is just going to be the judge. And it is off me. I cannot pay that much attention to so much shit. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I don't know. Whatever Xerxes says, that's the law. And they're like,
I know he's off mic.
See the tape. And I'm like, you will. It'll be.
I know Xerxes is off mic back there somewhere. Mm-hmm. But I just want to ask him, like, did he know, or does he, is he like when adults hear kids arguing, you're just like, it's your brother's turn. And you don't really know, but you just say it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Because there's no way you could have known. There were some where like one person said it, and a split second later, Keith said it, and then a split second later, someone else said it. But if you don't even know whose turn it is.
He's right on top of that. He's very on top of it. He's very much paying attention because, like, if that's his job, he's going to pay attention to that. So
yeah, he's actually kind of listening. Yeah.
Yeah. I could agree to do that job and then realize like halfway through, I agree to the wrong thing. I can't.
I never, this is not my thing.
I never felt Xerxes made a bad call, but I also felt like I wouldn't know what a bad call would be. like whoever he gave it to, I would be like, that's probably right. They were all just saying shit.
Oh my God. Who's the biggest liar over there? Lucy? Where I'll be like, no, I think I beat this guy that guessed. And she goes, no, he said it, then I said it, then you said it. I'm like, I definitely said it faster than you, Lucy. Yeah, okay. Then he said it, then you said it. Like, either way, I'm last, but what happened?
Yeah, and then, like, the co-conspirator person is like, yeah, Lucy said it, then I said it, then you said it. Like,
right.
It's like, wait a minute. The orders are all fucked up. These all can't be true.
Right. Her and Clark, yeah.
Lucy was the best because she goes like, how am I supposed to know that? Of course I know that. I'm an immigrant. Of course I know that. I'm a New Yorker. Of course I know that. I have a German accent.
Oh, they were so fun.
So they were a lot of fun.
Oh, so good. And just honestly, man, if I'm ever playing again, I'm telling everyone, we're just yelling shit. No, none of this.
Even if we yell on the right answers, they were just giving the answers away and shit. They didn't care.
Chaos is a ladder. Do not let Keith think, and we might have a chance. They only lost by really one in the bonus round, you know? Like, what? Like if they would have got two instead of Keith getting one of the last ones, they might have actually had a chance to win. So,
sure,
like,
if they knew the right answer, they would have got it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But or if they just confuse Keith long enough and keep yelling random shit.
That's
what I'm saying, because that's the only reason it was close. Those people didn't know movies. There were like two of them that knew movies.
Yes.
And there were two that were just there to yell shit.
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, Across the Universe, Adaptation, The Addams Family, The Addiction, Adventures in the Sierra.
It's like they got together and was like, this is the game plan.
Right.
Two of you know, and the other ones, we just chaos.
And then like one of the ones that would know would yell it out. And then the ones that didn't know would just try to shark off of them.
Yeah.
In the middle of their... If you haven't seen this, first of all, you're a fucking idiot. You're behind the paywall.
You're getting it for
free. Why aren't you watching this? This has replaced my Saturday nights. I'm like, what are you going to a movie? No, I'm going to be on Zoom watching silent trailers. But it's so good. But this one in particular is so much chaos. I promise you, I urge you, when it gets to YouTube, watch it just so you can be like, so that's how you beat Keith. Because they didn't beat Keith, but if that is how, like,
it was trying
a bet. It's like the insurrection where you're like, if those motherfuckers was organized, we wouldn't have a White House. But right. The wrong people were the ones that ran the Capitol, so we still got a country.
They were yelling so other people can scream.
Yes, there
bravo,
you go.
Bravo. And I think that's the best way to end this. All right, this has been fun. Make sure you check out our sponsor, Rod. these shoes.
Also, the next silent trailer is June 11th. If you want to mark that down, the production meeting is June 4th.
There you go. Keith, did you try to sneak in a production meeting this time? Or
yes.
It's these guys are so good.
He pretended it was his cable guy.
And the screen was off. So funny. And he's like, I'm the cable guy. Hey, what are you doing over there, cable guy? I'm Keith. And the cable guy's like, just checking different internet over there. Hey, guys, how's it going? But, you know.
Did you have to come up with one of these?
Screen name, cable guy?
Yeah. I guess it should have been Keith, right? Shit, that's probably what gave it away.
Yeah, that's how you fucked up. That's how they caught you.
Yeah,
you got to do this once a month for the rest of the year. I can't wait to see what this shit is in December. It's going to be so meta. All right, y'all. That's it for me. All right. I don't have anything else to say about the last week. It was awesome.
This was fun.
As always. This is fun as always. Thank you for having us. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.